Ketuvach. We're holding in Shin Vav, Siv Beis. We discussed last week the Inyan, the Siv Beis is all about Umen Koinim B'Shakli. Machabe actually Paskans Ein Umen Koinim B'Shakli. But the Shach brings from Rishonim that basically it's Makleik Sishonim. And Lahalach we Paskan it's a Sveika Dedina. So we always have to entertain both Dodim whether Umen Koinim B'Shakli is or not Umen Koinim B'Shakli. There's always that sad that Umen is Koinim B'Shakli. Fine. We touched on the story last week. We touched on the Shaila. I just want to revisit it and bring it like in its fullest. There's a lot of rate here, a lot of geshmak, terutzim here. But Maisa Shahaya Kachoya. Let's start with just an easy story. The story was that there was a seifa hired by, let's call it a company. I don't know, a company, but a chevra who makes mezuzahs and tefillin. And they hire a bunch of seifim to work by them. And they produce these tefillin, they produce the mezuzahs, and then they sell it. The kids of these people, these seifrim, are not their own independent business, but they're working for somebody else. They get paid by the hour. They get paid by the mezuzah that they do. Remember, we had the din that there's no din umkanim shakli by a scare yoim, whatever. We're going to readdress that tonight. But bekitza, they're a kablin. They get paid for every mezuzah that they write. That's their job. Every mezuzah they write, they get $40, whatever it is. That's their job. But yoim, there's a seifa who wrote a bunch of parshias, a whole list of parshias. And at the end of the day, by accident, as he's getting up, he knocked over the bottle of ink, spilled ink all over the whole table, a bunch of kafa on the table, because he messed up numerous parshis. What? Well, he's on his table. On his table. So he messed up a lot of his own parshis that he just wrote. And the shaila is, what's the halakha? Do we say that umen koine b'shvach kli? I mean, is he chayv for the mezuzah? I mean, if you say umen koine b'shvach kli, so then the mezuzahs, the shvach of the mezuzahs are his. So kumt ois, he'd only be responsible for the spilled ink or the messing up the ink maybe he used on the mezuzah, and the klaf that he ruined in the mezuzah, which is far less than the value of the mezuzah that was made. Or do we say ein umen koine b'shvach kli l'chayv? Then once the mezuzah was finished, it now belongs to the geshäft. And Mamela, he now ruined a good mezuzah, so he'll be, or many good mezuzahs, and now he'll be responsible to pay for all those mezuzahs that he ruined. That's what the dynamic of the shaila is based on. And we discussed last week that if you hold ein umen koine b'shvach kli, so he will be responsible for the whole mezuzah, but he could still deserve the wage on the mezuzah, so he'll have to deduct that wage. Sorry? He ended up, maybe some mezuzah was salvageable, but he ended up messing up many of his parshias that he wrote that day. Well, 1 second. If you hold, let's say you hold Ein Umin Koine Bishvakli, so he produced those mezuzahs. Miyad, they belong to the owner of the geshäft. And now that he spilled ink, he ruined good mezuzahs. So he'll have to pay for good mezuzahs. Just he'll get paid for writing those good mezuzahs. If you hold umen koine b'shvakli, so then it was his shvach, or at least the Rashba type of asura, we said last week, that adaita dahaki, he didn't mean to makna the shvach to the onuk, not that he should be responsible if he's mazakit. So kumtais, it was his shvach, so it was his shvach, so he was mazak his own shvach. Navas, he was mazak the geshef's materials, the ink, the cloth, whatever it is, which far less. On that side, he won't get paid for the mezuzah because he didn't produce. Right, but the maiden afkamina means if he hold Einam and Kondim Shakuli like the Makaba, then you're going to have to pay for full mezuzahs. And he made many of them that day. So he'll have to pay for, I don't know, 10, 20, whatever he did that day of good mezuzahs. He's going to really be chayiv. That's what the dynamic is based on. But just to develop this, I want to bring it out. We discussed last week at the end of the shiur, the kasha, the million-dollar kasha from the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin, and Daf Chof. Pnei Yeshua says on the Mishnah says that a cher shait of a cotton could write a get. So on that, back to Pnei Yeshua, how's it check that a cher shait of a cotton could write a get? If you hold on the tzad umen koine b'shvach kli, kumt ois, the cotton owns the shvach in the get. It's his get. And the halacha is, v'nosan, the bail, has to own the get to give the get. It has to be belong to the Bialim in order for the get to be kosher. So how could the katan now be makna the get to the husband if a katan can't be makna? He has no das to be makna. So it should remain the katan's get, and if it remains the katan's get, the Baal can't be magash with that get. So how could the Mishnah say that a get of a chayeshite of a katan is kosher, l'chaye a ksivis get of a chayeshite of a katan would have a problem on the tzad of umankain and bishrakli. As a effect of Pnei Yeshua. And Teich Darvi says, and don't tell me he was doing it for free, because Ben Yeshua's sheet is that even if you do it for free, you have umen koinah b'shvakli. When we discussed last week, it's not so poshik, so I said not like that. Good, but that's the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua. And Huadin, if you're going to say that he was paid in advance, remember we had a sheet also, if you get paid in advance, you also won't have umen koinah b'shvakli, because you're only taking b'teris mashkin for the schiris, and here you don't have it. So, again, but if you hold it like the Pnei Yeshua, that even by chinam, you'll have umen koinah b'shvakli, lachar, even if you paid in advance, you'll have umen koinah b'shvakli. But kitzah, Pnei Yeshua's kasha was, is that if it's umen koinah b'shvakli and it belongs to the chereshite of a katan, how could the Baal be megaj with it? That was Pnei Yeshua's kasha. And that, the Ksai said, is beautiful teretz. His Ksai said, is that you're allowed to pay Baal Korchai. Just like if a malva la mashkin, you let it pay up your choiv and take back the mashkin bal korchay of the malva. So to hear this is like a malva la mashkin type of zara. The umen is koina in the shvach, like a mashkin kineged the schiris that the owner owes him. And the melo, if the owner wants to pay the umen bal korchay, he's allowed to pay him bal korchay. Just like you're allowed to be mesalik a malva Bao Korchai with a Peroin, so too you could be Masalik an Umin Bao Korchai with a Peroin. And Saktak says, Hayoisi could be Masalik an Umin Bao Korchai, so I don't need the Das Makna of the cotton. It's automatically mine. Because Betim, it's really mine, it's really the Bailam. It's just he has like a Kenyan, a quasi Kenyan Mashkin on it. But I could be Masalik him by paying him off Bao Korchai, even if he has no Das, and even if he refuses to accept the Peroin, I could pay him off Bao Korchai, and it will be mine. Mamela, the husband, will pay the Chereshayt of a cotton Bao Korchai, and Mamela, the get will belong to the husband, and now he has every right to be Megash with a Zaget. Are we going to get to it?
He can't hold it.
Okay, one second. Okay, well, it's like you might be saying now two different truths. Okay, we're going to get to it. Well, let's.
It's
with the Ashra, yeah. Yeah, because you have a kinin mashkin connected to the shrach, then the Rashi has another svar that you don't want to be mazik it. Here, when Mekai Shrach is talking, there's nothing about mazik. Right. Why not? I'm keeping it. Connected to Shir Schiris, and then there's another sort of the Rashba that if I'm Mazikid, I don't have to pay for it. So on, you're right, maybe if I'd be Mazikid, if I intercom, if you Mazikid, maybe you still have that second sort of the Rashba. You can force me to pay and you'll get it back. That's if I was doing it for you, but I still don't want it at that I should have to pay for the Hezek. Maybe. Okay, but that's the choice, sorry. It belongs to the Chereshite of a cotton.
Yes.
But I'm, Teretz is, just like every Umen Koinah B'Shvakli is only like a Mashkin Kinyan, and I could remove him Baal Korchai. I don't need his Das Acheres Makna. I don't have to make even a new Kinyan on it, because it's already mine. Zaktik Sai is here too. So by a Chereshite of a cotton writing again, I could do the same thing. I could be Mesalikim Baal Korchai, and now it will become mine automatically. Isaiah Zakt, the Ksais. It's a Gavaldika Cheshbin. Now this type of a Lomdis Grada, the type of a Shaila was Grada East to the Imre Shefa. The Stechemet brings it down. Imre Shefa is Rav Kalatsky in Siman Ayin Aleph. He has a different Shaila. He has a Shaila Beginnege to Matzahs on Pesach. Where there used to be the Matzah factories, used to hire people to work in the factory. Now, who did they hire? Sometimes they hired Katanim as well. Love that? You can have a Katanim rolling out the dough as well. So the Shaila went to the Imre Shefa. L'chayra, on the tzad, the matzahs belong to the Katanim. Memela, how my yitzah matzahs on Pesach? It has to be mine. It's a whole different shmuz. Matzah on Pesach has to be yours. But good. How could I be yitzah matzahs on Pesach? It belongs to the Ketanim, and they don't have das to be magnet to me. So how does it work? Well, like this. He says, sometimes, if the cotton would only be a schir yoim, So then he doesn't have umin kain b'shakli, and it belonged to the matzah bakery. But if the kohen gets paid per matzahs that he bakes, he's a kablin, so umin kain b'shakli, it belongs to the kohen, doesn't belong to the matzah bakery. So mameila, how could the matzah bakery sell it to me? It belongs to the kohen. Then the kohen doesn't have dasachar's magna, how will it work? As if that was the shaila presented to Rabbi Shef, and he has a long tshuva with numerous chishbainis why it's not a problem. But one of the first truths that he gives is the ksois. He says, because it's like a mashkin, and you can pay bar karka. So once the matzah bakery, or the owner, either one, will pay the cotton, bar karka, the matzahs now belong to the matzah bakery, or to the owner who wants to eat it, whoever it is. It will now automatically belong to him, even though the cotton has no das acharis makna, because I can be mesalik and bar karka, like the ksois said. That was the cheshman of the Imre Shefa. The stechem brings it. How did the...
Could the matzah bakery guy, the owner, pay the salary
to the cotton, so now it belonged to the matzah bakery. Oh, in Ekonami. Let's assume that he did. So it belonged now to the matzah bakery. And Ekonami. Then we might have a problem.
Why can't the guy himself, the money, because it like it's gone to the cotton? Why does the matzah bakery have to pay him first? The money that he's giving is going to the cotton.
No, I'm not paying the cotton directly. We don't pay the workers directly. We pay the bakery and the bakery, right?
He's worried that because it's gone to the matzah bakery, didn't pay the cotton yet. They never took it from the cotton.
Right, so that means it still belongs to the cotton. No, I'm trying to say he's right. If the bakery, the employer, never bought it yet off of the employee cotton, then the employer can't sell it to me either. It's not his. But I'm saying, but let's say he tries to sell it to me before he pays off the cotton, so it still belongs to the cotton. The cotton has a mashkin. It's umu kain b'shakli, so the cotton has it. That the cotton has in it still belongs to the cotton.
I give a mashkin to somebody
that can't sell
that item.
I'm not sure. Well, we can go into. Let's say yes, but that chelik that the cotton owns, I can't tell. I know, but that's enough to shter my matzah, right? That's enough to shter all the halakas. It's enough that I can't be mekadesh in Isha, he can be mekadesh in Isha. It's enough to shter me. So that chelik belongs to the cotton. So that chelik, I won't be yoitza. So it won't work. God of Teik Dvarav, it's one of his tirutim, that the cotton only owns the shvach, and the rest you'll own, or the matzah baker you own, and memela, if you leave two kazaisim, make it worse. So one kazayis will belong to you, one kazayis will belong to the cotton. So at least if you eat it, now you have to double your shear, as it is. You're eating a lot. You know, he has cheshbon is how he'll get out of it. But that chelik of the shrak that the cotton owns, you won't be eat it, belongs to a cotton. All right. Okay, this is the Emre Shafir's cheshbon. Good. This is all gabayit and exoys. Comes along the Lova Shmadachai in Bab Motzi Yudalid. He says, he doesn't see the whole cheshbon of exoys. It's true that umin kain b'shakli, let's say, is only like a mashkin. And it's true that I'm allowed to pay him bal karcha and be mesalek him. But in fact, the Levush Mordechai, how does it start? Why is it that all the kinyan that a woman has in the shvach is only like a mashkin? How does it work? It's his ma'aseh yadayim. It's his creation. He was mechadesh the shvach. There it is. It's because every woman, when he makes something, is making it al das the bailam. He plans on giving it to the bailam. So one tzad is en umin kain b'shakli, and everything belongs to the bailam. And the other shita holds umin kain b'shakli, that he wants to be koina. How much? Can I get his shias chiris, like a mashkin, whatever it is. But Zakhtar, that's only because it started off that there was a gadol who was an umin, and had zinin when he was making the item, that he's being makna the shvach, his ma'isi yadayim, to the owner, to the balakli. But by a cotton, it doesn't start off to begin with. A cotton cannot be makna his chavitz to anybody. He doesn't have das. So when he was making the shvach, mitchila, automatically, it belonged to the cotton. Even if he wanted to be makna to the balakli, he can't go to makna. Yeah, but he's not a machine. He was the one who created the track. A machine is not a bailam to be koina. He was automatically koina. It means the Levush Mordechai learned up that if a guy makes a shvach, that shvach is automatically misyachas to him, and it's his shvach. And the only reason why not is because he has a dasachas, he's being magnet to the owner. But by cutting, the whole thing doesn't start. He can't be magnet to the owner.
He must be magnet to the owner. He doesn't want to be koina. He's like a machine.
No.
He can't be magnet to somebody because if I want to be koina,
I don't know if you, even if you don't want to be kind to an ankle yours, you are who asacha vayichinanecha. You are the one who made it, so you own it, right? You automatic kainy akol has a kodesh baruch hu the kainy akol because he created the bria. So he's the kainy akol. What kinyan? He created it, so he owns it. That so if the kohen created it, then he's the kohen, then he's the owner of it. So how can he be magnet to the bialim? As a fact, the levosh manachai. So he doesn't like this whole cheshvan of the ksais. All right, comes on the nesivis. Nesivis has a different teretz to Pnei Yeshua's kasha. How is it shayek that a ksivis haget written by a kasha to the kohen could be nicknet to the bialim? I umen kohen b'shvakli like that tzad. So nesivis, we mentioned the last. We're going to go over it again. That the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Teson Aleph, is mechadish, that if you'll have an umin, a tzava, a dyer, who takes material and takes dye and cooks it together to dye the material, the Gemara says that even on the tzad, umin koinem b'shvakli, here, umin is not koinem b'shvakli. Because what caused the shvach in the garment? That was the dye. Who owned the dye? Vaita the bialim. So what I see in front of me is just shvach of the bialim. I see a material, a beged, with its dye. Both belong to the bialim. So there is no umen koinem b'shvakli. That whole shvach was machmas the samamona, machmas the dye. There is no umen koinem b'shvakli. Zokta nesivis, hu adin b'neget to ksivis aget. Why is the get a get? Started out as cloth. Why is the get a get? Because it has the yoy. Who owned the yoy? Vaita the bialim. So there is no shvach of the umen. Anything on this get is cloth with the yoy. Cloth and the yoy both belong to the bialim. So it doesn't start off the whole umen koinem b'shvakli to begin with. A blitz chiddush of the nesivis. There's no umen koinem b'shvakli when someone writes a get. Mamela's light this nesivis, it should come out that who are then a seifa who writes tefillin or mezuzis, there should not be a din of umen koinem b'shvakli. And Mamela, when he knocked over the ink and he ruined all the mezuzis, it should come out that he should be chayev on every one, l'kuli alma. Because there is no din umen koinem b'shvakli. What's the shvach in a mezuzah? That there was words written on it, made from diyoy. So the diyoy belonged to the company, and the klaf belonged to the company. So all the shvach is the company's. So Mamela, there's no din of umen koinem b'shvakli. I say zok to nesivis, a politz chiddush of the nesivis. This shayla, whether it's shayek to have umen koinem b'shvakli by a get or not, is really a machlokes in Eben Ezra. To bring out, there's a Ramon Eben Ezra in Siman Kuf Chav in Siv Beis, and Ramon says like this, if someone steals a get from a seifa, and he didn't pay the seifa, and he's megarish with that get, ain't a megarish, it's lavi megarish, it's why? In order to be megarish, a person has to own the get. This get belonged to the seifa. He stole it, he didn't pay for it. It's not going to be a good get. As Isaac to Ramon, comes along the get poshet, a seifa over there, in Siv Kotten Tes, in Siman Kuf Chav. Over there, the Gaparshat says, you know what are we talking about? We're talking about Bedafka, where the materials belong to the Seifer. The cloth, the diyoy belong to the Seifer. So Mamela, when he stole the get from the Seifer, he stole something. He has a get that doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Seifer. See, he can't be megarish with it. If he's megarish with it, lo yavi megarishes. But what happens if the materials belong to the husband, and he only hired the Seifer to write the get, and then he quote-unquote, stole the get. He took the get away from the seifa without paying. So if they get parshed, then it's totally the makhloik is umen koinem b'shvakli or not. On the tzad, umen koinem b'shvakli. So the shvach of the get belongs to the seifa. So then now that he took it without paying, he's a gazlan. The husband doesn't own the get, so he won't be able to be magash with it. On the tzad, ein umen koinem b'shvakli. So the whole get belongs to the husband anyway, because ein umen koinem b'shvakli, it's his materials, and memela, he'll own the get, and memela vada will be a good geishin, memela will be a safik geishin, a safik megureshes on that tzad. It means the whole Ramah zakta get parsha is only talking about where the materials belong to the seifa. But if the materials belong to the husband, it's now regular machlaikis umen koinem b'shvakli or not, and it's a suffix megoreshes. And Zog the Kepash at the end, and don't tell me, it's from his son. The son wanted to be Ma'ira, that maybe by a get, Lukuli Alma Einu Menkoina B'Shrakli, because the Nesivis is Cheshvin. He lived before the Nesivis. But because the Nesivis is Cheshvin, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that by a die, there's no din of a Menkoina B'Shrakli. Maybe by a seifa, it's the same thing. It's like a die. You put ink on a paper, on a cloth. Mamela is no umenkoin shakli. Mamela lakuli yama. It should be a good gerishin. Ain't umenkoin shakli, so it belonged to the husband. And the husband's a right to be megash with it. Zogt the father, the kapashut is not true. It has nothing to do with that sugya. That sugya is talking about where what's a woman doing already? He's doing a maisa kal. He's not doing much. As a maisa kal, so mamel is no woman kind of bishvakli. But a maisa godol v'choshev like eitzim. Right, if you give a woman eitzim, our sif, you give a woman eitzim and created a sheet of teva migdol, that's a maisa gadol. Avadad is a pasha woman koinem b'shvakli. So too zok to get pasha. When you write a get, ksivis a get, that's a maisa gadol. That's an umnis. To write a get, that's a chashivis to it. You need, it's not just grada ink spilled on a cloth. No, it's an umnis to write a get. That umnis, avada is going to be avadin of woman koinem b'shvakli. Like the mandyoma, woman koinem b'shvakli. It means it's nothing to do with dye. Heads on against the Nesivis. And truth be told, the Torah's Gittin, which is written by the Nesivis over there in Eben Ezra, jumps on the Gep Pashut and argues and says, not true. Avada, it has Shaykhis Ratzugya. Avada, in this case, Lukulyama ain't Umen Koine Bishvakli. Ah, you, the Gep Pashut, were Mechalik between a Maisa God or Maisa Khan. That's you Chilik. Why? By Eitzim, Umen is Koine. And by Dai, Umen is not Koine. Zogt the Torah's Gittin, no, you're making a mistake. You missed the Rashba. The Rashba and the Ravid over there in the Sugi is this Kasha. What's the Chilik? Why by Eitzim is there Shvach that a woman could be Koina? And why by Dai is it not considered Shvach that a woman could be Koina? Why over there is Ein Umen Koina B'Shrakli L'Kuliyama? And Zogt the Rashba, his Loshen is, B'Shem the Ravid, the Lagabi Tzemer, by Temer, but the case of the Dai, Samamonin hu da avdi l'shvacha. The Dai itself created the Shvach. V'umin loikani behuva loimidi. He was not kind anything. Aval Eitzim, kevin de loitzrichi le Samamonin. Eitzim doesn't need a Dai. Elulum nasa shalumin. What does the Eitzim need? The Eitzim needs the umnis, the craft of the umin, the skill of the umin to be able to be created into a box, into a sheet of teva megdol. Kumtais umnusoi. His skill, Zehu Samamonov, that is like the Samamonim of the item. The Shvach by a Dai, that's the Samamonim. But by a Shidateva Migdol, the Samamonim, the Shvach, is not the Dai, there's no Dai. The Shvach is the skill and the talent of the woman. So that belongs to the woman, so there is Shvach. That's why woman koinem b'shvakli. Now, shaken by the Samamonim, the Shvach is the Samamonim itself. Memela, ain't woman kind of shakli. And Dr. Tari's kid, Abizai, who are din by a get, the shvach is the samamonin, is the doi, is the doyoi. The doyoi, the ink that's on the cup, that's the shvach. Mamela, lakuliyama, ain't woman kind of shakli. I say, Zok, the Tari's kin. A blitz of the Tari's kin. Again, the shitose, the nasiva. Same thing like it says over here, he wrote it there. Yeah, so that's the shvach. What does he want, right? Avadi, you need Lashon also, that's a Lubish Mordechai's problem. Yeah, others here said too. But you need, what is the Torah's getting in one? It has to be a Maisa Gadol. You know, that's his. Now, Maisa is, I want to ask in the Nesivis, on the Torah's getting the other way. How can he touch up the Rashba? The Rashba means, Kilu, that the Samonim is the Avdi Shvach, Meshen came by a Teva, by Shita Teva Migdol, you need the Uman to be Avdi Shvach. By Shita Teva Migdol also, you need the nails, and each piece of wood needs the other wood, right? You need four sides, four planks of wood to make a box. So why don't you just say, each wood needs the other wood, and Samamonim, or the Mismarim, or the Eitzim themselves, who the Avdi Lishracha, each piece of wood helped the other piece of wood to become a box. And the wood is helping each other. So why is it Umen Koinem B'Shvakli? Okay. So, and by the dye you're not changing? Okay, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent. I'm going to get to it. Excellent, okay. Fine. So nice, what the Torah's Gittin is saying based on this Rashba is like a blitz. Comes on the Chuvis Beis Ephraim in Eben Ezra Kuf Yedayin. Over there he argues outright with the Torah's Gittin. He says, that's not pshat in the Rashba. That's not pshat. The Chilik, Avada, you need a Shrak. Here's Shrak, there's Shrak. Avada by get the Shrak. That's for sure Umen Koinem B'Shvakli on that side. Navos, what is the Rashba saying? What is the Chilik between a Doi and the case of building a box? Zokta Beis Ephraim, the chilik is that by the case of the Dai, he did nothing. It was a Maisa Hedyet. that he did. It wasn't a ma'isa umin. It wasn't a ma'isa umnes. Mashenking, to build a box, that requires skill, that requires talent. That's a ma'isa umnes. Not everyone could build a box. You need an umin to build a box, a carpenter to build a box. Me'mela, hayyos, it's a ma'isa umin, then umin koin de bishvakli. Mashenking by the die, it's not a ma'isa umin, so umin is not koin de bishvakli. Oh, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know. I don't know. That Lamai says that's how the base of Rabin Kilu, he's like sort of close to the Get Pasha. Get Pasha is Mechalik between a Maisa Godov Chosham and a Maisa Cotton. And he's being Mechalik between a Maisa Umin and a Maisa Head. Then he finds, he says, Shuv Matzotze found the Get Pasha who makes a Chilik between a Maisa Godov. Maybe the Get Pasha means what I'm saying, like the base of Rabin. Maybe he means the Chilik between Maisa Umin and Maisa Head. Pella is, you know, dies not a Maisa Umin. Dies also a Maisa Umin. Kalamayid, you could do die. What's he saying? So I wanted to say pshat is, I believe the pshat in the Rashbi is like what you're saying, is that the pashi the chilu between the die and the case of building a box. But the case of die, all you did was, is you were makarev two items together. I took die and I took a material and I put the two together. I see the die and I see the material. The shvach is the die itself. That die was in existence before I came around. That die was just in the bottle, but now it's in the deck. But that die was there. I didn't do anything. All I did was put the two together. I need a ma'is umin to know how to put the two together. And I need a ma'is umin to know not to burn the material. Yigdichai, right? The Gemara says, not to burn it. Avada requires a ma'is umnes. But b'metzias is, when you look at the colored garment, what is the shvach? The color. And that color existed before I came around. I'm not kilu the bala shvach. The color is the cause of the shvach. And that was around, so there's no umin kind of a shvachli. My shanking by wood, till now I had wood, and now I created it into a shrank. I created it into a box. You see, I changed the tzura of the item. Who changed the tzura? Not the wood by itself. Me. I changed the tzura. So you see, the meleches ha'umin is nikeres in this shrank. You see it. It's there. There's a tzura there. That tzura is me. Not the wood. That's meleches ha'umin, like the Rashi said. That is the samamonov of the shrank. Is my skill to form and make that structure. That tzura was me. Hey, yes, that tzura is me. Avad yalav umin koinu b'shrakli. I'm a mele hu adin by a get. Who crafted the oisius? I didn't just take ink and spill it all over the cloth. You have to write tzuras oisius. Who wrote the tzuras oisius? Me. I created that tzura. Memela, that's me. So you see the umin in the get. So avada u belong to the umin. Memela, you will have a din of umin kainu b'shrakli, not like the Torah is getting. Oh. Might not be a get, but right. Yeah. Correct. I believe if you have a beged, and he just didn't just dye it one thing across the board, but he created tzuris on the beged that improves the beged. Not just, okay, he made a style, but that style adds value to the shvach of the beged rather than it being just one color or whatever. He made it different tones and different areas and here like this and here like this, and he created a tzur that you need the umnis of the umin. It's possible, yes, then the umin will be kind of at least that chelik of the shvach. The chelik of the shvach that he blended the colors together in a certain special way, and the chanami, maybe that, or made a certain tzura, maybe that will be umin kind of shvachli. Baruch Hashem, this week we had for years. We had this in my notes. We had this. It's not just me. It's the Chabur wanted to say this. Punk this week, Baruch Shem Ebishes Chesed, I found a darky David on Bava Kam over there. Mamish says this chilik, and it's Messiah. Udaloi ketar is getting in the nesivis. It's not going, because by a get will be the same thing. Avad umen koin mishakli, and not like the nesivis. So he argues Baruch Hashem. So like this again. So back now, you're going to our tefillin and mezuzis l'chayo. Avad, you will go into the shaila of umen koin mishakli, just like you'll have by get. Now, the Gradu Mor Terutzim said on the Pnei Yeshua is Kasha. There's a Hagoyz Baruch Tam on the Pnei Yeshua, and the Gradu is on the Kseis of here too. There's a Cheshon Aaron, Lavosh Mordechai. They all try to come a different angle, a Tesanta angle. Now, I think maybe that's, someone was here saying that before, is that, what is the Shvach of a Get? The Shvach of the Get is that the Baal could be Megarish with that Get. That's the Shvach of the Get. Does the Sefer have anything in that shvach? Could the Sefer use that get? He can't use the get. It was written, Nichtav Lishma Yolishma. That's it, it's too late. Even if he will have the same name and his wife will have the same name, It wasn't written for him and his wife. It was written for Yankel and Rachel. It was written for someone else. So that get is worthless to anyone in the world except for the Baal himself. They want to suggest that the whole din of Umen Koinem B'Shvach Kli is when there's Shvach for the Umen. The Umen could do something with that Shvach. He could sell it to someone else. He could use it himself. So the Shvach is Shavah L'Chol Adam. It's worth it to the Umen himself. So Memele passes Umen Koinem B'Shvach Kli. Mashenki by a get, it doesn't pass Umen Koinem B'Shvach Kli because that get's worthless to the Umen. It's only worth something to the Baalim. Memele, the whole Shailah doesn't pass of Umen Koinem B'Shvach Kli. The whole Shaila Pnei means by Tefillin and Mezuzahs, Avada it's worth it to the Seifa, and Avada will have Omen Koinem B'Shrakli. But B'negeh to a get, it's worthless to anyone else but to the husband, Mamela doesn't pass Omen Koinem B'Shrakli by the Seifa. To be Koinem Shrak, you have to have that Shrak, has to have value to you. You want to take it as a mashkin. To you, the mashkin's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. No, he could sell it to a coin. Sell it to other coin. Here you only have one customer, so if he doesn't want to buy, it's nothing. What are you going to do? Lemay says the Aruch HaShulchan in Tzimuk, the Baruch Tam, Cheshon Aaron, and the Levush Monachai, and the Aruch HaShulchan in Tzimuk Kuf Kof over the Yisuf Lam Avav, is mitzadet the same thing. He says it's on himself. I mean, so yeah, the same, to get out of this kasha. A toifis, you mean? Toifis. Without a toif. Oh, so that's going to be 1 second. So Levush Mordechai, if he says this teretz, he's shadi beinarga, and he says that the Rambam learnt that Mishnah of that a chershet of a cotton is kosher to write a get, it's talking about where he wrote the toifis without the toif. That he wrote a blank and left out the names and left out everything, left out the date. So it's just a toifis. That toifis is shavu l'chol nefesh, that he could sell. So how did the Rambam's Mishnah say that a chershet of a cotton could write a get on the tzad omen koinem b'shvach kli? How could a husband be megash with it? Bishleim, if the Mishnah was a matter of toif as well, he wrote a full get, and attack it's worth it to everyone, except for the husband. But here, like the Rambam, it's whom he only wrote the toifis. So it is worth something to everyone. It is worth something to the toif himself. So what happened to omen koinem b'shvach kli? As much as he has whatever. I'd rather not go into it. Good. Another Teretz of the Achrayim, the Beis Ephraim and Kuf Yud Zayin, the Teretz Ches and Evan Ezel and Simchav Dalet and the Shut Marie Ashkenazi and Yeridei Yud Gimel and the Chelkas Yoyim and Choshe Mishmet Zayin all have a different Teretz to the Pnei Yeshu's Kasha. They want to say that it's a catch-22. Really, Umen Chkoinim Shakli. Then what's going to happen? Then he won't be able to be magnet to the husband. So then the get's worthless. So there's no shrach. Oh, so there's no shrach. So there's no shrachli. So maybe Umen's not kaina. They want to say, that's why, but faket, the kash is so good that Mamela, that negates that there's any shrach. There is no shrach. There can't be any shrachli, because then it's sad that there's shrachli, that the Umen cotton will be kaina, and he can't be magnet to the vowels, and it's worthless, and there's no shrach. So Mamela, the cotton's not kaina. I'm not sure why it doesn't keep on going around. So if the cotton's not going, is there any shrach, then it could be going. I don't know. But that's what they say. Who?
Any time by matzah,
the cotton can't be magnet, so there won't be shrach. No, it's not true. But by cotton, there's Shabbos. I keep matzah on the Shabbos day, just not Pesach. I can eat shalai, not low say that. I'll eat it the first day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, I'll eat it for something else. So there is shrach. No, but it has value. There is Shavuos in the matzah. The Shavuos that he could sell, there is Shavuos in the matzah. Just, all right.
Why is he not going to the Baal
HaBos? I'm not sure.
Who's not going to? Why is he going
to? I started out that the Baal HaBos is item. It was his klaf, his diyoy. And if the cotton can't be going to the tracks, so the mele belongs to the Baal HaKlaf and the Baal HaDiyoy. So the mele belongs to him. All right. What could do? I don't know. Does it have any of that? That's a value. It's like minuscule. They say all it is lots of pizza lukusa. The lashon is it. All it is lots of pizza lukusa. I mean, on that value, let the cotton be kind of that value. But that value is not what the cotton wrote. He could have gotten it without the cotton's writing. There was already a cloth. As an instruction, as a typhus. I don't know. I know, you buy the same price of matzah, whether you're buying it in the middle, it's the same thing, they charge you the same amount. All right. Comes along the Torah, discussing the truth, Maria Ashkenazi, and they have another Eitzah. Another Eitzah is the last Eitzah of Baisai. The last Eitzah is that Hayois, a cotton, has no das to be koino. So Mamela mitchila, he cannot be koino the Shvakli. To be koino Shvakli, you also have to have das to be koino. And since a cotton has no das, has no koyak to be koino anything, so Mamela mitchila, even if you're a woman koino Shvakli, but a cotton, not by a cotton can't be koino anything. He doesn't have a yad to be koino, can't be koino. So Mamela, he was never koino the Shvakli to begin with. There's a Taisu Sanhedrin Samaches that says by Maisi Adayim that a cotton is kind. If a cotton works for you, you hire him to mow your lawn or blow your snow or whatever, blow your leaves, the halacha is that you pay him, you have a chiv to pay him, and he is kind of that scar. She has a schus kinyan in the scar. Zot, even without it, the lom this is that since it's you owe it to him, as I was on the told it to me, since you owe it to him, it's kilu, it's coming his way, so he doesn't really need a das to be kind. Your meshubah to him made that money anyway, so giving him the money, he's already kind of the money. Because he worked for me, that's for sure, he worked for me. That's for sure, he worked for me, so I owe him money. So now they owe money, I can give him money and he's kind of. So they say, Taisa says that he is kind of the schar, that's only they can be kind of the payment, but not that he's kind of the shrakli that he did. That, there was no dasachar smacked on that, there was no one giving him that he himself started himself, and that's not going to work. So in the middle, they want to say that a blitz chiddush, that there's no din of woman kind of shrakli, but achar shayt of the cotton. If he creates it, no, it automatically belong to the Baal HaChayma. It's Hefka, so it starts out of Hefka. He took Hefka wood and then he created a box. So it's still Hefka, yeah. That's what they want to say, correct. At the end of the Rabbi Yisai, we have numerous terutzim, and if you go through every single teretz holds by Yisoid, that there is a dinner umankanya b'shakli by a get, you know, for other reasons, a cotton ish, you know, other problems that it gets, not worth anything. But beside, a ksiva of an umin is considered a shvak that you could be eligible for the kinyan of umin kind of a shvakli. Chutz from the nesivis. Mamela, in this case, when you want to be mechayiv the seifa for his splash on the table, he ketaina, no, it's a sveka dedina like the shach. And Mamela on the tzad, we go like the tzad. Kimli, I'll go with the tzad, umen kainu bishrakli, and I'll only have to pay the violin for the material and the ink, but I won't have to pay for all the mezuzahs. I do the teres gittin, we don't go like the teres gittin. First of all, the machlek is on nafkes, and teres gittin is a yochid against the rabbim, and there's a truvis ein yitzchak from Yitzchak Ochan inspect in ein vav, sifkat and tez. Over there he says, the halacha is not like the teres gittin, not like the nesiv. The halacha is avada del pas, umen kainu bishrakli, even by exiva, and Mamela will go into the Makloikis and the Seifa could say Kimli and Pota. That's what should come out. All right. That's that, Shaila. There's a Nacha Inyan. There's a Tuv Tam Vedas, or Shlomo Klugel. He wants to be Mechadish. That the whole Shaila with Uman Kainim Bishrakli Anad is when you start out with material and you created a Tzura, Shida Teva Migdal. But if the whole Cheftza was a Hischachis, his case is that when you had Goyim working in the Yiddish factory creating glass vessels. So they start off with sand. I don't know the process 100%, but they blow it and somehow they turn it into glass. So he wanted to taina that here, Lekulei Alma, Umin Koinim Bishvakli, because glass didn't exist before the Umin came around. See, over here, we started with wood, and we created a beautiful structure, a sram shank. So it's true, we created a structure. But the chayma was there, that just felt in the tzura. And when you're dealing with tzura, then you have a machlai, because I'm kind of mishrakli anad in the tzura shabai. But kilu, by glass, the whole chayma is a hischachis. This material didn't exist. The Uman was one who was mechadish and was mamsi this material in the world. So the whole glass vessel belongs to the Uman and Mamela bichai betfila. I say zot the. I understand, but in this level of yesh, that level of yesh didn't exist. And Mamela lekulei alma Uman kind of bishakli. Medicine, I don't know what they do. They take what the old days medicine, they take herbs and they ground it. Today I don't know what they do. But
if
they make it into a new material, or they're mixing stuff. They're mixing stuff, then everything exists. No, glass didn't exist. They started with sand. Like, I want to know. Cheres Lecheres was always there. So they just hardened it. The Cheres was there. But let's say popcorn. You started with kernels and you created popcorn. Is that something new? Like, how right do we take it? Let's say the case of Imre Schaeffer when they created matzah, right? So started off, you had flour and water. There was never dough. And the kernel was the one who was mamsi, this new chefza called dough. And better yet, he was mamsi in a new chefza called matzah. So maybe Lekuliyam, like his chesed, Omen Koine Bishakli. Maybe. I don't know. It's a blitz chiddush that the Ketuvah brings it down in Yerdei Kuf Chav, Simcha and Peyalov. Then he brings Achreinim who argue. I'm not sure if they argue directly in this chiddush. I'm not sure. But a blitz chiddush and just food for thought. All right. Another shaila. What will be by karka? Is there a din umen kainim mishrakli by karka or not? That's what Machloek is Achreinim. The Nesivis over here, Nemzon Fapashis, that there's umen kainim mishrakli by karka. A number of Achreinim have it. And a number of Achreinim I'm a subject. It's a base Yitzchok in Yeridei Chelik Beis. Kunches Achren, who has a problem on Simen Hay. Maybe it's Machloikis. If past Umen Koinem Bishrakli by Karka, maybe it's only by Metaltel and not by Karka. What exactly the Lomdis to be Machalik? Not clear. Not clear the Lomdis. There's a Chelkis Yoiv who comes like sort of from left field. A whole cheshbin that he wants a taina that it's only shayach and umen koine b'shvach kli if he has a kinyan mashkin in it. Ki'ilu, if the materials are yours, so the shvach that's created out of the material automatically has to be yours. And the only way it could be the umen is if it's shayach for the umen to have a mashkin in the keli, keneged the schiris that you owe him. So ki'ilu, he's a shutev here, he has a bialis, he has something in the item. Memela, so any shvach that's now tzemeach in this item, now could be shayach to the umen. That's his blitz. Memela, any time doesn't pass an umen to be koina, but toyis mashkin doesn't pass umen koina b'shvach kli. Memela, goes a step further, that if you'll work, it's interesting, if you'll work on the grounds and the premises of the owner, we have over there, you can't take a mashkin, another cheshbon, you have to know why, but we don't have a kinyan mashkin in it because the bailum are still there and he's a shamer on the item. So memela, the whole process doesn't start, so you can't have umen koinem b'shvachli, because you don't have a kinyan mashkin in it, memela you can't take it to the next level of a kinyan of umen koinem b'shvachli. Memela, it comes out, loit him, it should come out of cheshen also, that if you work on someone else's premises, you're in karka by someone else, there won't be an umen koinem b'shvachli, because you can never have a kinyan mashkin to have umen koinem b'shvachli. That's what should come out, a blitz chiddush. Right. Oh, if you're not allowed to take those kalim, yeah, so you mean being meshabet. You mean if you somehow, if you make an umen who's fixing the mill and you're not allowed to be, mamashkin, the rechev of the mill, so the mailer come out, yeah, the chedron, okay, fine. All right. Another ma'aser rabbi says, stories like this. There was a seamstress, a tailor working in a suit shop, in the dress store, and she's being paid by the owner of the shop, and after she fixed an item, she fixed the dress, and at the end of she fixed it, by accident she tore the dress that she just fixed. She tailored a dress, and then she tore the dress. She gets paid per hour. Gets paid per hour. So what's the halacha?
She made the dress, or she just...
She made the dress, she took material, she made the dress, and then at the end, by accident, she ripped the dress. So is she going to be responsible for that dress or not? So L'chayro, this case, she's not a kablin. She's only a schir yoim. She gets paid per hour. And the Gemara's mavua, and the Gemara come over there, the Gemara's mavua, that at least Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara says that, the Gemara has a chedrin that when you're umen koinem b'shvachli, you can't be over baltolin because you're not paying a schiris. It belongs to the umen. He's just selling you the item at the end of the day when you come to pick it up. The Gemara has a problem. You see that you are over baltolin. The Gemara says, talking about that kablin that's over, that you're over baltolin with, wasn't the umen that's koinem b'shvachli. What was he? He was someone that you hired him out to bitchy, to bang on the material, to soften it or whatever it is, and you pay him per bang, so he's considered a schir yoim. Mamel is no dinum in kind of bishakli, and you have to pay him schiris, and mamel on that schiris is baltolin. Rashi says lehedya, dischir yoim hu v'loy kablin delikni bishivcha. Bishvaka. Rashi is mafurish that the pshat Gemara is because he's a schir yoim, therefore he can't have a kinin in the shvak. There's no din umen koin bishvakli by schir yoim, only by a kablan. A schir yoim have nothing to, with the item. It's just I'm getting paid for the job I do. Even with yes shvak, no shvak, I'm just getting paid. So memela, it's not doesn't pass me to be koin a bishvak. That's what's mavun Rashi. And as they pass into people who harifta chubis marash alevi chubis beis afraim daruch hashulchan, many achrayim say that it doesn't pass the whole din umen koin bishvakli by a pile, and this is the swara. A kablan who gets paid for the malacha, for the uftu, if it takes him a million years till he builds this shtandar, good, but he's only getting paid for the shtandar. So he has, his payment is pegged and tied into the shvach, so then he has a kinin in the shvach. A pile, a skayim, has no shaykhus to the shvach, whether the shvach or no shvach, he gets paid per hour, has nothing to do with the shvach. Mamela, he can't have a kinin in the shvach. The storekeeper, yeah, maybe the storekeeper will do, maybe not. I don't know, we'll get to it in a second. But the storekeeper hired the person. And the storekeeper hired the person, the storekeeper was only a schir yoim. And mele, if the materials belong to the storekeeper, then automatically all the shvach.
The storekeeper charges the customer per dress.
Correct, correct. But that's between the storekeeper and the kazan. But between the storekeeper and the seamstress, the storekeeper hired the seamstress per hour. So Mamela, the materials belong to the storekeeper, so automatically all the shvach belongs to the storekeeper. That's why the case will be if it's a schir yoim. If it will be a schir yoim, not a kablan. Good? I like the tarots. Good. Only thing is that, okay, you have to know. He held that even bechinam, he's kind of b'shvach. But you have to say, schir yoim is less than getting a bechinam. I hear Kanzain, I hear the Cheshvan. Very nice. Very nice. What am I making an issue for? Because the Ksais over here seems not like that. The Ksais nems on that when you have a Schir Yoim, then you have a dual arrangement with the Poy. You have a dual relationship. He's a Schir Yoim, so you owe him Schirs for the hourly wage, whether the shvach or not, and if grad the shvach, then the schir yoim is kind of the shvach too, because umen kind of the shvach kli. And Elam Pshat in the Gemara was, is that hayoyis is a schir yoim, so it's shayach that you owe money, nothing to do with the shvach. You owe money for his schiris, for his hourly wage, and mamele you owe about tolan on that cheshbon that you have with him. On the cheshbon of the shvach taki, you won't know, because umen kind of the shvach kli. But the ksois was kilu kaifa bakol, and he owes that even by a schir yoim pass umen kind of the shvach kli. But like I said, it's not like Rashi, and it's not like ul, not the stam, it's like, I can't tell you how many achrayim neman for pshitas that doesn't pass umen koinim b'shakli by schiyam at all. Mamela, in this case, by the seamstress, if there's no umen koinim b'shakli, then it'll come out that the whole shvach belonged to the owner. Mamela, now that she ripped it, she owes the owner for the whole dress. She's mazik the whole dress. That's what's come out. All right. I don't think she's going to give him the. I don't. It's a shitas yochid, and it's going against Rishayim and Pasha's not. All right. Good. My Shaila, I have a Chakira. I didn't see anyone who calls this Chakira. But there's a concept that if I hire an organization, let's say instead of me hiring the seamstress directly, I hired the company to make me a dress, and I'll pay them for a dress, so it's kablonis, and I pay them for the dress. And let's say the materials are my materials. So the my materials, and I gave it to the company to make into a dress, and the company has many seamstresses and tailors working for them. So they have a relationship with their tailor. They pay the tailor per hour, per dress. I don't care. That's between them and their tailors. My relationship is with the company. Is there dinu umen koinim b'shvach kli mitzad the company? That means, let's say they hire the tailor per hour, so there's no dinu umen koinim b'shvach kli mitzad the tailor. Who owns this shvach? Does that mean now I'll own the shvach because it's my material? The starter off is my material. Or the company will own the shvach because my relationship with the company is that I pay the company for the shvach. So kilu, the company is my omen. So I'll bring my pants to tailor. So let's say I bring it to the suit shop, to tailor, and the suit shop has tailors working for him. So he pays the tailor per hour, but I pay the suit shop per job. Will the suchap own the shvach in that pants or not? It's my material, correct. That means, is it shaykh to have a uman kain b'shvach kli when the one who created the shvach is not the uman himself, is not the company itself? There's a piskei koshin who says this in numerous places when they get to many alakas, kriyas, payalim, and ribis, and baltalan, and so many places he holds that when you hire a company to do something and they don't do it themselves, it's not pu'ula b'chlal. It's like a mekach. You're buying a service. For example, watch this, a yeshiva. When you pay schar limit to yeshiva, tuition, is that schar limit? Or, no, it's not schar b'chlal. It's a mekach u'memka. I certainly don't want the administrator to teach my kid. That's the last one I want to teach my kid. I want the rebbeim to teach my kid. I know that he's not teaching my kid. I know that he's hiring rebbeim. So, is it pshat? Now, I didn't hire the rebbeim. The bank can't come to me for their salary. So I'm not the one who hired the rebbeim. The administrator hired the rebbeim. And I have an arrangement with the administrator that he's going to, quote-unquote, deliver an education package for my child. He's going to make sure there are teachers and rebbeim, and there's a lunch, and there's a classroom, and there's a gym, and the whole education package. So the Pesach question comes on in many places that there's not schiz b'chal. There's no baltol, and there's no haskolas malacha dika kinyanim. It's a mekko memko. What's he selling? It's not really a tangible item. He's selling an intangible. He's selling education. Mishnayis, that was straight. That was a straight case with the malamed. This type of a cheshbin, so maybe it doesn't pass all the nuhum kain b'shach libechagamna, because he's selling me a fixed suit. He's not fixing my suit, he's not fixing my pants, he has a tailor to fix it. So he's just delivering to me a fixed suit. So Memele, who could be the whole din doesn't talk. There's no din of a nuhum kain b'shach libe. Who's the shliach? The tailor can't come back to me for his salary, he can only go to the chevra for his salary, for the company. Right? And I know the company guy, he's not doing the tailoring. He says the Italian or whoever it is doing the tailoring. The work is the company shek. Right, but does it pass to have a relationship? If it is not a serious relationship, there's no baton, there's no nothing, then could be doesn't pass all dinner of a mukain bishakli on such an item. I don't know. I'm suggesting. All right. Right, only case of simshitz was the material belonged to the company. Could be, right? If the material belonged to me, not to company. If the case before automatically the material belonged to the company, and if they have kablonim seamstresses, then it would belong to the seamstress. If it's a pile of a seamstress, then it would belong to the company. My case, this new case, is where the material belongs to the owner, of the material, not to the company at all. All right, let's try to chaperine. We're running out of time. Let's try to chaperine the Ramah here. Habanoi, you have a builder. Shekibul alav lister ha-koisel. He was hired. A contractor was hired to break a koisel. And while he was demolishing this koisel, v'shiber ha-avonim, he broke the stones. There they want him to demolish a koisel, means just to dismantle the koisel. Not to actually destroy the stones. They'll dismantle it and use the stones somewhere else to build a different koisel or whatever it is. While he was doing it, he ended up damaging the stones. Or he damaged them. So you have to know what that means. He just said he damaged them. He broke them. Or hezikam. Chayv l'shalim. He has to pay. If he was knocking down the kaisel on this end, and the kaisel on the other end fell down, he's potter. There's nothing to do with him. Because he gave such a hard clap on this side that it reverberated to the other side, so then he'd be chayv on breaking the other side. It means he did something that too hard. He shouldn't have done it so hard. What does it mean, not machmas hamaka? Okay, that needs a biro as well. Okay, fine. Belina, we'll try to get into this. So now, the girsa that we have in this Vilna Shulchan Aruch is ohizikam, right? Which means that he's breaking the avonim. And that's rather the girsa of our Mishnah in Talmud Bavli. You look in the Gemara, that is the girsa hizikon. And it's going back on the avonim. So you have to know what, you just said he broke the avonim. He broke the avonim and he damaged the avonim. I'm not sure. So how did he damage it differently? I don't know. He scratched it maybe. I cracked it. Okay, fine. Say okay, mask it. Let's say. However, if you look in the gears of the Ramah, you take out the first printings of the Ramah, you see two basically and many printings of Shulchan Aruch. Even Mantov had it like that, Cracker had it. You go through that it wasn't, the gears wasn't Hizikam, the gears was Oyhizik. And that means, well, he was breaking down the Kaisel, the stone fell out and fell on someone's car and broke someone's car. See, so Chayiv, if he breaks the Avonim, he's chayiv for breaking the Avonim. And if the Evan shoots out and breaks someone's car, he's chayiv for breaking someone's car. He's a mazik. While he was dismantling this kaisel, he botched, and the stone fell, the Evan fell, and damaged someone's car. He's going to be chayiv for the hezek that he did to someone's car. He's a regular Odom mazik. And that's mavul like that in the Rishonim. The Rishonim, God is the Makleikis Gersa in the Rishonim as well. The Rif had the Gersa, he's ikum. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Yonis and the Miri, they learn like what I'm telling you. And they bring this out very beautifully. They said, it took him about, as a big chiddush here, he ended up dismantling the kaisel, the stone damaged someone's car. Zot, Rabbeinu Yonasan Meiri, that the Banoi who did this is going to be chayiv, Pashas, it's Adam Amazek, Adam Ud Lo'ilam, they say, is going to be chayiv, Adam Amazek. But the owner of the kaisel is going to be Potter, even though he's the Balam Mamin. And the chayir, there's a responsibility, a shmir on the balam mamin, and if his mamin is mazik, he should be chayiv. Zokto Rabbeinu Yosef Meiri, no. Since the benoi was hired as a kablan, and as the loshin, he's medayik the loshin, shekibel olav, lister es hakaisel. What's kibel olav? He accepted the responsibility. He was a kablan for this job. He wasn't paid by the hour. He's paid for the job. Since he's a kablan, the balam were nestalku mishmirasan, they have no more responsibility to watch this item. Now the kablan, the benoi, has to watch this item. And my really, anything happens, it's the kablan's damage, it's the kablan's responsibility, and the bailam are off the hook. And my really, medayik, that's because he was kibel, he was a kablan. But if he would have been a schir yoim, if he was paid by the hour to dismantle this kaisel, and an Evan shot out and broke someone's item, broke someone's car, then they'll both be chayev. The Banoi will be chayiv for Adam Amazik. And the owner of the kaisel will be chayiv for Mamin Amazik. He has to watch his kaisel to make sure his kaisel doesn't do damage. And even though there's a halacha that if somebody else uses my item, if let's say I have a bat, and someone takes my bat and breaks something with my bat, I'm not chayiv. If the other Adam Amazik is chayiv, he automatically assumes the responsibility. Taisim Babakam Davavam and Aleph say, that's when the Adam Amazik does it b'kavona. But if he does it shaloi b'kavona, then zev ezeh chayv. You know, we have to either one. He'll be chayv for Adam Amazik, let's say, Adam Ud Lo'ilam, type of Adam Amazik. And the Baila, Hamamin will be chayv, because his mamin was nizgalgal baragli Adam, the shoygeg, nizgalgal baragli Adam, then the Baila would also be chayv. They have to do a shmira. You hire someone to dismantle your kaisel. You know that it's risky. You have to be careful. You have to put scaffolds. You have to watch it to make sure that he cordon off the area. You have to make sure that no damage is going to be done. You have a responsibility to watch your money do damage. Make sure it doesn't do damage. So Mela, they'll both be chayv. Who be chayv for Adam Amazek, and the owner of the kaisel be chayv for Mamon Amazek. Because he's a schir yoyim. He's a schir yoyim. Because you know it's going to happen. You know he's dismantled the kaisel. So it's, there's a risk. It's a risk, right? It's olol. It's like a ruach mitzvah. It's olol here that something might happen, so you have to watch it. Meshenkein, the other mims, if he would have been a kablan, then he assumes the whole responsibility, and you don't have the responsibility to shmira. He's an other mam, he's an other mamazik. He's even worse than shem. He's a mamish other mamazik. I gave it to a responsible person, but it's olol that something will happen. It might, so I have to be careful. I should be watching there to make sure it doesn't have to happen. Both. He'll have to be careful. It's Adam Amazek, and I have to be careful. It's Mamon Amazek. He gave his brand to mine, but things happen even b'shegeg. He tries, but things could happen. That's not perfect. So you have to watch it as well. That's what comes out of these Rishonim. Okay, one more, Rabbi Yisrael, one more Nekuda. Is that when it says over here, in Hayusaisim mitzad zev, and nofam mitzad acher is potter, in fact, the achreinim ask, So what does it mean? It's pasher. If it's machmas amaka, it's chayef. So this must be talking about when he's part of when it's not machmas amaka. So if it's not machmas amaka, means he worked here and somehow, I don't know, there was an earthquake and the other side of the wall fell. So it's pasher that the guy is part of. What do you want from this guy? It wasn't machmas amaka. It had nothing to do with the banoi. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that if it's not machmas amaka, that the banoi is part of? Bingo. Zok the Yamshir Shlaima, as a teretz, the case we're talking about is that he removed, let's say it's four walls, he removed one wall, a supporting wall, whatever. Everything was fine. It's gavaldik, he didn't do anything. It wasn't Makos Maka, not because he gave any claps. The claps are finished, everything's fine. But now, the structure is weakened, it doesn't have support, so the next wall crumbles. Each wall was kolakayim lechavei chazak, was supporting each other. Now you're missing one wall, the next wall crumbled and fell down. Is he chayiv for that second wall that crumbled? That's the chiddush that is potter. Why is he potter? Like the Yamshar Shlaima, I did what the Bible wanted me to do. I know that I could have supported the second wall. It's true. But he didn't ask me to. He asked me to remove this wall. I did exactly what he wanted. He can't come to me later on to cry that the second wall was damaged. He should have supported the wall. Or he should have told me. He didn't do that. I did exactly what he wanted, so he can't be mechayev money for his second wall that crumbled. I took down one wall. I didn't take down the second wall. I only took down one wall. I'm not going to charge you for the second wall. I took down what I was supposed to do. Granted, the second wall came down. The chayit should be the... Oh, 1 second. I'm going to get to 1 second. Now, that's what the Yanshe Shleiman says. Sorry? For what? If it damages other things. Oh, 1 second. So the problem is that the whole Shetzvah of the Yanshe Shleiman is I did what he wanted. So Kilo, you can't be mechayev me. I did your avonim. I did what you wanted. So that's good when they get to the hezek I did to your avonim. But if the case is talking about also that the Evan shot at and broke a third party's car, very nice that you told me to do it, but the owner of the car didn't tell me to do it, so I should still be responsible on the car that's eventually going to be damaged. If I did something irresponsible and that's going to cause the structure to crumble, then I should be chayef for the next thing as well. When they shot into the Twin Towers and the building collapsed and did terrible damage, they're chayef for that terrible damage that happened later on, right? They didn't have rishus. Well, I didn't get rishus from the car owner to dismantle this wall. I only got rishus from the owner of the wall. So it's fine. I'll be put on the avonim, but why am I put on any hezek done? So the Yarfi Shlomo Grad, his gears in the Mishnah was his ikon, and he learned the whole Mishnah is only talking about where the damage was done to the stones. It's very good. But Lididan, the Ramah, whose gears is hizik, and like the Rishonim learned, they're talking about that even damage other parties, the chayin, now we have a problem. What's going on? And it's a problem. Not a problem. I don't know, if let's say these people who flew into the Twin Towers were hired to fly into the Twin Towers, Obama hired them, right? Osama bin Laden hired him, right? Say, Osama, Obama, they hired him to go into the Twin Towers, right? I did what the Bible told me to do. So now they're out in the mazik. They did it them. He dismantled. Now, okay. So let me bring this out. So let's end off here. Let me just bring it out. It's also Maduik and Yamcha Shleima that had I not been hired to remove the wall and I removed the wall myself without permission, then I would be chay for the hezek of the second wall. And there's a Chuvus Majdam who says it lahedi like that, Reish Tzadi Beis, Chakira Gimel, passing like that. There was a tenant who removed part of the wall, and then the rest of the wall crumbled down, and it was Machayev, the tenant for the whole wall. Because you had no right to remove any part of the wall. So you removed part of it, and the rest went. You're going to be Machayev for everything. Now, the problem with all this is what Chiv is it? The whole thing is a pillow. What Chiv is it? It's not Adama Mazak. It didn't happen right away. It only happened, it's not even happened a delayed effect. It didn't happen because of my makkah. It happened because I removed the support. It's mamash agroma. I removed the support of the wall, and that's how it came about. When the Mishnah ends off, the Rambam says the makkah samakkah is chayiv. The Rambam fears ois. You know why makkah samakkah chayiv? His lashon is. It's like a direct hezek, it's like a garmi. But if you don't have it machmas hamaka, then luchari should be pata. The Knesset Gleila Red Zook also machmasak is only because it's garmi, it came a direct hit. But if I just remove a support and the mail over time, it falls, luchari should be pata. Rabbi, we just had a dintayo on a case, a similar case. The case was that it was in New York. They excavated a building. Building A was next to Building B, and Building A, the owner of property A, hired an excavator to just take that building, remove it. Now there's a major, major cavity, maybe a hole in the ground, big wide hole. You can imagine, it's a building in, I think it was the Borough Park, but it's a big building and a hole. And the owner, whatever reason is, lack of funds, he didn't have time to build a new building there. He ran out of funds. And because that pocket sat there for a year and a half, the adjacent building, building number B, started to collapse, started to sink. It's now something, and now needs a lot of money to support that building. And they came to a din Torah. We just gave out the psak this week on this case. How much this is the case? If you look in the Rishonim, I can go through now, in Lo Yachbar, you'll see that many Rishonim, at least L'chol HaPokas, Midi Machlekes Leinafkes, that hold the Yipata. Now, you want to know you could do it? No, you can't do it. L'chakila, maybe. But you want to know, the hezek is a hezek of a groma. It's not because while I was banging and the shovel went into the ground that caused the building to shake and made it weak. No. Bishas Maisi, after I excavated, it was fine. I got all my permits. Everything was fine. Sitting there next to an empty lot for a year and a half, the pressure of the building started to sink.
So it's a
groma team. Good. So here too, what's over here? I removed this wall. Now what? So I remove the support of the second wall. Let's say the second wall falls down. Let's say the second wall falls on a car or whatever it is. The reason why I'm part is not because you hired me. The reason I'm part is because it's a groma. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. But now that I did it, l'chayr groma v'nizak and it's pata. That's why l'chayr should be pata. It's a shrei yam shleimu. What's a cheshvan? Egger God on the shines brings it down. Shrei how it works for a third party. And in the lumdis, why do you even need it? L'chayr, and it's really shrei on the mashdam. Mashdam says you remove part of the wall, you now chayr for the rest of the wall. L'chayr should be groma. L'chayr. Sorry? It didn't happen right away. It certainly didn't happen right away. It happens over time. Happens over time. But it didn't happen right away. It took a year and a half. Yeah, but it didn't say how long it fell down. Right away. If it's right away and it's Bari Hezek and you have all the Tanaim of Garmi, maybe. All right. If it's Koyach Mamash, right. It has to be Koyach Rishon of Bitka Demaya. All right, Rabbi Seah. Good talk.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.